shamed this morning. A lot of us come in with lives that are just wrecked from our own making. Some of it's from the making of other people in our lives that have just destroyed us and shown us something other than what love and grace and mercy look like. That's that broken world. That's this Satan piece. That's this other life. This life that some of us are still living. This life that some of us have brought here this morning. This life that some of us, we claim Christianity, but we don't know how to stop doing life any other way than this broken way. But Paul gives these bold promises. The God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. And if that's not good news for you this morning, I don't know what is. If that doesn't scream hope to you this morning, I don't know what does. As a pastor, I meet with many people. As a pastor, I counsel with many people. And a lot of us want to come in and we say, yeah, but Adam, you don't know how far away I am from that. You don't get it. I'm never going to change. God doesn't want me. God doesn't love me. God doesn't see me as you say Scripture says He does. And I'm here to tell you that's a lie. A lie to stop believing that. Well, Adam, how do you know this? How can you say this? How can you look at Scripture in such a positive light and say it works? And I'm like, look, I've lived almost 37 years. I know what it's like to live in a broken system. I know what it's like to live in sin. I know what it's like to continue to do the things over and over and over again that puts us in wrong being with God. I know what that life is. There was a breaking point, though, in my world. And much like Paul, this man who had a massive encounter with Jesus, this breaking point happened in my world, and it said, no, Adam, you can no longer operate in that way any longer. You can no longer claim that you love me and continue to live in wrong being and continue this life of selfishness, this life of greed, this life of malice, this life of being chained to pornography. Yeah. You can't live that any longer. You can't be in that any longer and say, you love me. You can't do that. So you got a choice to make. What are you going to do? Are you going to cling to my hope? Are you going to cling to my promises? Are you going to cling to the things that I've said are the way out of these things? Or are you going to continue to just run in this crazy cycle, this crazy circle that you're in? And I said, okay, God, I guess I'll try it your way. And from that point on, my life has changed for the better. My life has changed forever. My life and my view of others and the world around me is changed forever. Adam, you can't tell me that living out Bible principles are true. You can't tell me, yes, I can. What Jesus said is truth. What Jesus said is hope. What Jesus said, how to live, how to be. What Paul is speaking and reaffirming as he learned from Jesus, as he learned from God, is that there is only one hope. And that's the way of Jesus. So I'm going to dare you. I'm going to double dog dare you. I'm going to triple dog dare you. Can I do that? You don't get bigger than a triple dog dare. I'm going to triple dog dare you to see that this morning. I'm going to triple dog dare you to look into that this morning. I'm going to triple dog dare you to begin to live this life that Jesus has called you into. And the only way I know how to do that is to start really reading the Word. This Bible, this thing that we give out on a table for free, we don't give it up for free because it's cheap. We give it out for free because it's life change. And to start devouring that, I triple dog dare you to start devouring that and reading that and learning from that and getting in community with us here. There's a lot of things you don't understand in Scripture. I'm going to surprise you. There's a lot of things that I, as your pastor, don't understand either. But our collective experience, our collective responses to Jesus and how He moves in our lives is going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind as you get in and you hear how God has worked through me, as you get in and hear, and I hear how God has worked through you, and the methods and the ways that God uses to shake us up and to bring us around to this hope that only He can give you. I don't want to come and sound churchy to you. I really don't. This is not churchy stuff. This is real stuff. This is God stuff. This is life change stuff for you. not for me. That's a joke. This is life-change stuff, beautiful stuff. And then Paul, he ends this letter after a few greetings. He says this, "Now all glory to God who is able to make you strong." Us, you strong, just as my good news says. Now, if you remember, Paul's good news was not always good news. Paul's good news was law-driven. Paul's good news was persecuting Christians because they taught grace and love and mercy in this Jesus. It wasn't always good news, but God shook him up and brought him to a place out of his darkness, out of his life of law, out of his life of lovelessness, and shook him up and said, "I am the hope for the world." And this Paul, man, his life was forever changed. Just as my good news says, this message about Jesus Christ has revealed his plan for you, Gentiles. That's us, unless you're Jewish, all right? The good news is still applying to you too. His plan for you, Gentiles, a plan kept secret from the beginning of time, but now, as the prophets foretold and as the eternal God has commanded, this message is made known to all Gentiles everywhere, so that they too might believe and obey in him. All glory to the one, to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. That's it. You want to sum up any book of the Bible, and it's that there's hope. There's hope in God. There's only hope in God. If you're hoping in your circumstances right now, let me know how that works out for you 2 weeks from now. Okay? If you're hoping in your employment right now, let me know how that works when it's no longer there. If you're hoping in your financial stability, let me know when that fails you. If you're hoping that you're just going to fix your family somehow, you're going to fix your marriage somehow, let me know how that works when you're burnt out and tired. 3 God, only 3 God, can all of these things be restored to what they should be. 3 God, only 3 God, can your life look like what it should be, how you were created from the beginning of time. That's the only way. That's the only hope. I know. I watched it work in my own life, and I've watched it work in the lives of you, the ones that I'm blessed to know and be in community with. The lives change. The lives on this stage are changed by Jesus forever. And they'll be 100% honest with you when they only hope in themselves and they only hope in their circumstances and it fails. They'll tell you. They've been there. They've done that. It doesn't work. They'll tell you the hope that's come to their world with Jesus in their life, with saying yes to Jesus, with putting down the things that they ran to. Just last Sunday, I wasn't here. I was in Grand Island, Nebraska. No, I wasn't applying for jobs, all right? As some of you think, every time I leave town, I'm out applying for jobs. I don't know what that is, but I was in Grand Island, Nebraska, and there was a worship session going on, and I'm just doing a lot of internal processing and a lot of internal thinking. And God comes along as I'm repenting for sin, as I'm repenting and being very reflective of my own world and my own life. And God comes along and lays his hand on my shoulder. This sounds creepy, doesn't it? It's weird. And he said, "Adam," and I was like, God, I'm a sinner. And he said, "Adam, no, I love you. I love you." And it was weird because you can read that God loves you in stories and in the Bible, and you can read these accounts that, oh, God loves people, God loves humanity. And somehow it gets lost. But for whatever reason, that moment had so much impact on me, 100% impact, it just broke me. It showed me who God was. It showed me the hope. It showed me my circumstances right then in that moment meant nothing, because God was going to move through every single one of them, through my brokenness. It happened again to me. I was hanging out Saturday. My wife's gone. My boys are out playing. And my old way of life, my old way of thinking starts creeping into my mind. And if you know anything about my story, it's pornography. That's my signature sin, if you want. If that was a go-to thing, that would be it. And then the real small things like pride and jealousy and those kinds of things, you know, real small stuff after that. But this pornography thing starts rearing its head, and I'm home, and there's a way to make that happen if I wanted to. And God shows up just like he did last Sunday, and he said, Adam, I love you. And it breaks me again. Adam, I love you. You're not defined by these things any longer. Your world does not operate in these things any longer. Your world operates in me. Your world operates in the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of hope. Adam, I love you. And that feeling, that old way of doing things, that was just gone. I don't know how else to express it to you. Scripture is real. Jesus is real. Hope is real. You are not how you sin. You know that? That does not define you. You don't have to be slaves to that any longer. Whatever your thing is, whether it's drink, whether it's drugs, whether it's porn, whether it's anger, hatred, whether it's holding grudges, you are not defined by those things any longer. How do I know that? Because Jesus said that. You are defined by love, grace, mercy, peace, patience, joy, gentleness, self-control. There's hope for you this morning, is what I'm trying to tell you. There's hope right here, right now. And it's not coming from me, it's coming from Jesus. It's nothing I can give you. It's something I can tell you, my own personal experience, and all these other people sitting around you that have met Jesus can tell you the same thing. There is hope. Will you cling to that this morning? I triple dog dare you. Cling to those promises. Cling to these things of Jesus. There's no other way for you. There's no other life that I know. If there was, I'd give it to you. I'd talk about it. I'd tell you there's a beautiful medication for you to take. Not that medication's bad, don't get me wrong, all right? Some people need balanced out, and that's a beautiful thing, okay? Do not mishear me. That's not my little soundbite for the internet, all right? Local pastor says, okay? But there's no drug, there's nothing else but Jesus that I know of that's gonna help your situation today, my situation today, our situation today, Laramie's situation today. It's time you get real. It's time you cling to it. It's time you stop playing games with it. It's time you stop doing these things. And if you need help, you need to know how this works. If you were on drugs, there are people that have beat drug addiction here through the grace of Jesus that can help you. If your thing's porn, there's people here that have beat porn addiction that can help you find the hope. If it's anger, if it's jealousy, if it's any of these things, these are things that people have gone through or are going through that can speak to your experience and help you overcome these things so you are not alone. Are you hearing it? Are you understanding it? It's only through Jesus. You want to get real with Jesus today? All you've got to do is just repent. Say, God, you know, I am a sinner. I am far from you. And I'm guessing you know what that means in your own world. God, I'm far. But I do see you as hope. I do see you as the only thing that can remedy this situation, this hopelessness, this past of garbage, and create something new within me. I'm getting way too wordy. Jesus, I'm sorry. I recognize that you died for my sin. I recognize that you rose again to conquer death for me. Jesus, I'm sorry. Teach me to live this new life. Holy Spirit, teach me to live this new life. You want to get dangerous today? Yeah. So if that's you, I'm not going to call you up to the front or do anything weird or lay hands on you or anything like that. You make that commitment with Jesus. Lean into the hope that he offers. Lean into this life that he offers and live in that. Walk in that. Live in community with us. Be with us as we learn to walk as Jesus walked, as we move two steps closer together towards Jesus. That's hope.